Just so everyone knows, the first VOD will be posted tomorrow on YouTube at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock Eastern. Instead of posting the VOD right after the show airs, I'm going to be waiting till the next day so that content doesn't run dry on YouTube. So if you follow on YouTube, always remember that it'll air the next day, either at noon or at 4 o'clock. Sorry, either at 1 o'clock Eastern or at 5 o'clock. Let's go ahead and get back to the final hour, guys. Here we go. All right, guys. Welcome back. Going to the final hour here. Adam, how's it going?
It's going great. It's going great for you, too, I guess. the mutants, the snow mutants of this planet, are leading you to their oracle. The High Communicator is taking you to where you want to go.
It's Prosper Trudeau.
So he's been busy.
Oh yeah.
So you're led inside the right through the seating of the Colosseum, and in the inside you know there's all the seating around it, and it's all sort of collapsed, and the roof has a big hole in it, and there's snow coming in through it, and the floor, instead of being turf or planks or anything, it's just open. It's a big open chasm, and below you see a series of catwalks and what looks like the inside of a missile silo, but it's empty. There's no missile. And the High Communicator turns to you, Higgs, and says, "The Oracle awaits below."
How does one get down?
Come with me, and he takes your hand and starts leading you down a set of metal stairs, really rusty looking metal stairs.
Eric, what do the gods tell us of this place? Do you understand what I'm saying, Eric?
Yes. Mr. Higgins, this is becoming tiresome. The gods are tiring.
Well, I'm talking about the computer pad, sir, with the godly rituals on them. Is this safe?
The gods will consult their computer pad.
Very good. Let me know when the gods have something to say.
Eric just turns around, pulls out the computer pad, looks at it, or the survey scanner rather.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty irradiated down here.
The gods say it's pretty irradiated down here.
So you're all you're making your way down these catwalks.
A survey or a science test wouldn't tell me more than that, right?
No, it's just giving you radiation levels.
Okay, yeah.
Should we continue going? What do the gods say?
And I just close my eyes and put my hands up in the air.
Are these people right around us?
Yeah, there's a group of them.
Yeah. Eric says, "Mr. Higgins, they're just stupid, not gullible."
I turn to you and say, if I can, I go up and slap you. I'm like, "Do not talk about my children that way."
Eric is just very surprised.
Now, is it safe to walk down there? That's what I'm trying to ask, if it's safe to walk down.
Looks fine to me.
With the radiation and everything, Eric, that's why I'm
asking.
It's
just radiation. It's not a big deal. It's just a little deal. Well, maybe don't sleep down there. It should be fine.
Okay, well, these people have three eyes, so I figured it's probably...
maybe you would like a third eye.
I don't want a third eye. I've never wanted a third eye, Eric. I don't...
Maybe you could see in four dimensions if you had a third eye.
Maybe I do want a third. I don't know. Let's just go. Okay, I'm going down. Yeah, let's go, speaker. Come on.
Okay, so the High Communicator leads you down to a catwalk and forward across the chasm. And at the other end, you see a glass window that would overlook the sort of missile launch silo. And there's a door to the side of it. And the high communicator stops just outside the door. You can't see through because the wall is all like, or the glass is all black. And he turns and he says, "This is a holy place.
The holiest."
Looks at the like others like assembled, he says, "You must cast off." And he like gestures to your suits before you enter this place. It is God's will.
I calm
Eric puts up a finger and says,
"Say, tell him some religious bullshit about how we're priests and we don't need to take off our armor."
Eric puts up his finger. He says, "That would not be safe."
Okay, and this is all my comms, so the people around me can't hear it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and he says, "Take off." Okay.
Yes, you must disrobe of your armor before you enter God's realm.
I kind of put out my hand and maybe as I'm like blessing him or something like that.
Okay.
And I say, "Oh God, what do I say?"
Do you struggle in real time, like you're stammering?
Yeah, no, I'm just kind of like thinking about it. I got my head. Maybe I'm like
as you're waffling. Sakarian pushes forward, and there's again a moment of hesitation. He's like, "You should watch how you speak to the high priest of the sky god. He has killed men for saying less."
make a charisma check or a persuade check. There, Mr. Sakarian.
These usually go really well for me.
Totally.
Is it a d20?
2d6. It's a 2d6.
Okay.
Not bad.
Okay. So he's intimidated, but just because you're like big and frightening, so he like takes a step back, and the guards kind of like look at each other like, you know, you're threatening the high communicator.
As I see this not working, I suppose they're just afraid of me. I kind of look at them, and again, there's a pause. He says, "The holy raiments that he wears are from the breasted eagle of a flying sky talon from the planet Jablibi." And to ask him to cast it away is akin to asking Eric back there not to be adorable. These are things that cannot be separated. I ask that you rescind your offer and make penitence by 15 sky salutes.
And I turn to him. I'm just like, "Yes, yes, this man speaks God's word. Let it be true."
So the high communicator he listens to your stream of bullshit, and says, he says it's. It is heresy to enter the chamber clad the way that you are.
Like, do I need a science roll to know how long we could last without our suits on? Without,
yeah, if you can make a damage. You make a science roll, I'll let you know.
Science,
no!
Bitch.
Okay, hard to say.
Yeah. Eric just like he just shakes his head. Mm-mm. That would be a bad idea. You would die pretty much immediately.
Hick starts...
Mm. You say that, Eric, and the high communicator says, no, not death, but a great blessing. And he, like, gestures to, like, his skin, and he says, "It is the oracle that gave us these gifts generations past, so that we may walk among the snows unprotected."
Ew, gross.
"If you are truly here... from the sky god, the oracle will grant you these gifts as well."
Double gross.
Come, join me. And he's like touching you, Higgs, and like trying to like take your glove off. And he's like, "You too will receive the gift.
Let go of me." And I just drag him down.
Okay.
He's like, "Do not touch me, you peasant."
He falls. And then the guards like bring their guns up to like point them at you.
"You're
like,
a foolish guns mean nothing. Eric, show them."
"I don't know what I should show them."
"Float me."
I just got my hands up like this.
"Float me."
God.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. It's fine. I float you. Yeah, you know, you start floating about 5 feet up off the ground.
Oh, like a slight hover.
Yeah.
All right. So what are you trying to do here, Higgs? Like intimidate them?
Yeah, at this point I'm just like as I'm going up 5 feet into the air. I'm just like, your gods have upset them and now you must pay, and I'm just going, woo!
I start wiggling him back and forth.
I think this time it's gonna take more than just the floaty Higgs trick to like intimidate them.
Yeah. Okay. What is that? They all have their guns pointed at me?
Yeah, they're just like kind of like uneasily pointing their guns, I guess up here, because you're only like a little ways off the ground.
Can they see my eyes and my visor?
Maybe. It's pretty dark down here.
Okay, then I say, we already have the blessing of our god, and our mutations have already occurred. We do not need this peasantry.
Pheasantry?
All right. Make a charisma roll. All
right. I still have my reroll, but I won't need it because that's a 14.
Oh, snap.
All right. So the high communicator stands, pulls himself up from the ground where he was knocked down, and he gestures like, "Put down your weapons. Put down your weapons. We will let the Oracle judge them for their crimes." And he turns and he starts to like open the wheel on the door.
As he says that, like, there's like just the physical motions of just being flabbergasted by Sakari. He's like, why are we here?
I don't know. What is our mission? Happened. We're not. Piani, how close is the blip?
I check out Jared's compad.
Yeah, you're like right on top of it.
Oh, okay.
Right. Look, we're saved the right brawl. I've done my good deed for the month. Like, if we need to shoot our way out of here, let's just be done with it.
Well, we got to get the computer.
We need
first.
To get the computer. Maybe that is this near the Oracle. Let us go all in right. And we'll see. So we go in.
Okay. All right. So inside, it looks like launch control for a space, like a TL-3 space vehicle or like missile launch control. There's a board, a huge board that's all like dusty. Covered in buttons and levers and shit. On the back wall, there's a broken like map, like a map screen that's all like dim and it's got a big crack in it. But it looks like it's a map of the planet with like various like satellite paths on it. And laid on top of all of the equipment are like various like partly burned down candles, like animal bones. What look like offerings, so like little like effigy dolls and stuff, kind of scattered throughout. So it looks like halfway like NASA control center and halfway like weird temple. And when you come in, so do you all go into the room?
Oh yeah,
I go in.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So once you're all inside, the high communicator like closes the door behind you. And when the door closes, one of the monitors, like, starts to flicker and, like, come on. Like, it pops on and starts to flicker.
I guess I go over to it immediately.
Okay. All right. So on the screen, all you see is, like, a boot-up screen. The screen itself is cracked, so it's hard to read. But there's, like, some red text. And you kind of catch the word Oracle as it, like, flickers and then goes off. And then boot-up code starts to run on the screen.
Can I like, there's no terminal. It's literally just like running through some sort of procedure. Or
yeah,
what?
There's a keyboard, but if you are you just gonna wait and keep an eye on it?
Can I decipher what it's like doing or what it's?
Yeah, you can like wipe some of the dust off and take a closer look at it. Make a computer's check.
Do I need to make a dust wiping check?
No dust wiping check. All right, you get a freebie on that one.
Man. I'll use alternate outcomes.
Okay.
Which puts me at 11. And worth.
All right. Okay. So you like, yeah, you like wipe it off, and it looks, yeah, it looks like it's loading like coordinates. And it like flickers through and then comes up, and you don't recognize any of the words on the screen except for the word English. There's a keyboard also like in front with a bunch of characters that you don't recognize, but there's okay. arrow keys on it, and you can recognize like an enter button.
As this okay. is all happening, I asked the whatever the main guy's name is, I forget.
Oh, he's not in the room with you. He like once you went in, he closed the door behind you.
Oh, so we're kind of like trapped?
Yeah.
Okay, well then I'm just like, Mr. Skarn, we need a way to get out of here. Let's work on
that. Yeah, I mean, he put you in here assuming the Oracle would just burn you alive because you're heretics, but...
Okay.
All right, I investigate the warden. Like, what kind of door are we talking still?
It's like a big metal security door.
Okay.
Yeah. You'd have a better time shooting out the window, but you'd have to get out the window then.
I have an astronautic toolkit on me. Can I cut through the door with that?
No, those tools are primarily for repairing like astronautic equipment. Unless it specifically says you have like a welder.
Let me look in the thing.
Yeah, see what it's got.
See what it says.
You look. So if I see English or some sort of interface that I think would change it to something I can actually use, then I would like to do that.
Yeah, you think you want to click over and hit enter on English?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, cool. All right, so you click that, and it starts to run this like text UI basically. And it just like says like, welcome to Oracle System 0501, Racina system. And then it gives you like a list of optional commands. So it's like, launch control, satellite control, orbital surveillance. So you've got those options, and then it has like debug, and then like admin.
And what were we? We were here for this, we think, or we don't know.
Yeah, it seems that way. Like you were sent here to get to scavenge an old computer.
Okay.
And yeah.
Okay. Launch control, satellite control, orbital surveillance. What was the fourth option?
There was like a admin debug like option.
Okay. I'll go to the admin debug option first.
Okay. It asks you for a password.
Put in Adam Coble.
1, 2, 3. Try that one.
I guess I like
backseat computering you.
I escape out.
Password.
And go to They've the,
been God. Sky God.
And go to the orbital surveillance.
Okay. So you hit that, and a nearby screen, like a set of screens, come up. One of them's broken and flickering. The other one appears to be like satellite footage. Of somewhere you can see like through clouds and like some ruined city, and it's bringing up highlights of things, and it shows you like distance to certain things as the satellite is passing over, it seems to be built for tracking ground-based assets, and you can control what it's looking at, and you can view like on the controls a list of different things that it can like it's surveilling.
Okay, what is that list? Want to inspect
There's like supply caches, there's like troop movements, and as you run through the UI, like it's designed to be calibrated for specific signatures. So like if you're looking for like enemy troops, it's a defense satellite system, but it also has eyes on the sky on several bases for whatever this used to be.
So I could deduct from here that like one of these locations that I see could potentially be our source of fuel to get out of here. So I would like to log all those locations onto my data pad, onto my compad.
Okay. Your compad is a full tech level higher technology than the computer. You'll have to get under and like pull cables and jury rig something to make that work.
I mean, if I have to like physically just in a text like notepad just type the coordinates to like the five closest ones, I'll just do that.
Yeah, that works too.
Yeah. You know, just okay. Time is of the essence, I'm sure. So.
Yes. Okay.
While he's doing that, is there any windows or viewports on the door?
No, not on the door. But you can see there's the big glass windows. They're kind of dirty, but you can see the shapes of the people outside. They're standing on the catwalk waiting for you all to die.
Oh, there's windows.
That yeah, because you would. Yeah, you would see out into the where the like actual rocket was, stuff like that.
Oh.
But there again, they're
like fall after the windows.
Yeah, yeah. If you just jump out the window, you'll fall.
So what I do then is I go to the window, and I kind of like just use my strength to push a hole through it, like I just push through it.
I mean, it's a window, so if you punch it, it'll shatter. But
well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's not even a punch motion. It's like literally I place my hand on it and then I just push through the window. So do with that what you will. I'm not imagining the window comes out of its socket and falls forward. I'm sure it's like I punched it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'd have to like hit it hard rather than like shoving it. But
all right,
Jeff's just like
you sold it. You sold it. I punched the window.
Yeah, I mean, it's a window. It's designed to be like you got to break it. If you want to like.
Yeah, I'm a guy in a power suit, but it's fine.
Totally, you can totally do it.
I punch it. But I look out the window and say, "Would you please open the door?"
Okay. The power armor doesn't make you any stronger, just to make that clear to everybody.
Adam, you're really killing my immersion right now, okay? You're killing it.
So, okay. So you like break the window and a big chunk of it like shatters and falls out. And they like outside they kinda like get startled and they turn and look. And you're like, "Will you please open the door?"
Yeah, I literally like lean out of that fucking door just or window and it's like, "Please open the door," and I point at it.
Okay, the high communicator just like shakes his head. He's like, no, not until you are judged.
I lean back out and go, "We were judged. The High Oracle has deemed it necessary that we retain safe passage as we leave the Sky Temple priesthood."
Okay, yeah, you're out of his hands now. He's like, "Yeah, you're out of my hands now."
Okay. Sikarian looks back at the group and goes, "What's that, Oracle?" "No. Really? To death? Shoot." He looks back at me and says, "Hey, the Oracle says let us out or one of you's got to die." What? "Death by thunder gun? Well, that's so appropriate for you being the Sky Oracle and all." And he looks back at me and says, like, "Yeah, I don't know. Open the door."
Yeah, no amount of intimidating is going to get them to open the door. They're more scared of their god than you.
At this point, I'm just like, "Sikarian, let's give it. Piani, how long do you need? How long till it becomes a failure?
I'm still fucking trying to get into the system.
Well, let's give it 2 minutes before we. Two minutes. All right? These people work for me.
Yeah, that's fine.
I care for my children.
All right. I don't really want to kill mutants on some random Arctic planet, but if they're going to lock us in here, then I suppose I would have to.
No, I agree. We will. I have faith in Piani.
All right.
All right. So
thank you, High Priest of the Sky Mage Temple, Falcon 1 Eagle. I will begin dispersing the Sky God's judgment in 2 minutes. That sounds completely fair.
So the computer, like, is it carryable?
Yeah, it's like you could pull the like rack out if you
okay.
Shut it down. Yeah.
Okay. So that's I want to try to get into the admin and see if there's like some sort of proper shutdown. Yeah.
Okay. So you want to try to make a computer test to bypass the password stuff?
Yes, I would.
Do it.
That's
not good.
That's not a good one.
Yeah, you can't. Like, you can't get around it. It's like, you know tricks, but not for old crap like this. I mean, you can just hard boot it, like just turn it off and just yank the computer out.
I mean, that's the only option I really have at this point.
Okay.
Unless.
Okay. So, when you start to like shut it down. It says like, "Are you sure? Computer systems are used to maintain warhead stability." YN.
It says what?
It says that the system, like in idle mode, is used to maintain like warhead stability. Like they're managing the like warheads, supposedly.
So by removing it. It could cause the warhead to be unstable.
I mean, maybe. It might also just be a warning, like, hey, are you sure you want to shut down? Because this is an important computer.
It's obviously really stable right now.
Well, listen, yeah. I is there anything I can do to determine whether or not this thing would blow up instantly? Or, you know, like, can we just end the show right here? Yank the fucking computer. It might happen.
So, no, it wouldn't just blow it up. It's just telling you to, like, you know, be aware that, like, make sure you manually shut down and, like, all the systems, like, all right, this boys. Should be the last thing you unplug.
Just letting you know, we're going to pull this computer, and I think it'd be wise we get the fuck out when we do.
All right.
I don't think this giant fucking, I don't know, bottle rocket's going to be too stable once we're done.
Well, we need an escape strategy, and I think it's called Mr. Sakarian, let's shoot the gun. And then I just, like, run over to the opposite end of the wall.
And I'm just shoot like, what now?
Just shoot your way out, I assume, unless Eric's got some tricks.
I have a spike rifle.
Can't you somehow manipulate the lock on the other side of the door?
I mean, I don't really think that I can. Like, I have to sort of see it.
If you like lean over, you can kind of see the edge of the door. You might be able to use your telekinesis.
Okay, so there's just like a deadbolt on the other side?
It's like a rotating like vault door kind of thing.
Yeah.
The DM said you can do it, so just fucking do it.
Yeah, I'm just running out of PowerPoints, man.
If you die, I mean, you know.
Hang on, let's see.
You could torch, dude.
I could torch, or
wait
I
a second.
Take some of yours.
That's right. You can.
Yeah. Oh my god, you guys have like a sync up thing.
Yeah. I'm a meta psionicist, so
yeah,
I
triple P beyond me psychic PowerPoints.
Give onto me some of your pee pee
pee pee.
Do like, they do the fusion dance and wear earrings?
Johnny
inside?
PowerPoint.
I turn to. Well, how many PowerPoints do you have, Wheat?
Right this moment.
Yeah.
11.
11. I don't think it's worth it, actually.
What?
Like I would spend 5. I'd be down to 4. We'd have 15. We could split between the two of us, so we'd sort of both end up with 7, which really it's not really worth it at the moment. Okay. Yeah. I guess I just fine. Eric says he has this like really like. Look on his face, and then he goes, okay. And he like just pokes his head out the broken window. You hear this creak.
The high communicator and his guards like stagger back, like, oh, God has made their proclamation, right? They're free. God is freeing you. The Oracle's freeing you from the chamber.
Nice.
Sakarian, don't shoot him just yet. Let's just see how this goes. But you're the first one to leave.
Yep, I'm standing right at the door.
Okay. I yank the rack then.
Okay. Yeah, you pull it out.
Is it
all right?
Is it easy enough for Piani to carry by herself?
Yeah, it's
the
just
fuck
like
do you mean
like
by
a
that?
Like a big laptop size, pretty much.
Okay, all right.
Like handles.
All right, we've done everything. Let's get the fuck out of here, Sakarian. After you.
Absolutely. So the door swings open.
Yeah.
I kind of stride out, then look at him and say, Yeah, the Sky Oracle's not super happy with you guys. It's coming with us now to live with us in our Sky Temple. Eagle.
Okay, so you say that you're like, the Oracle's coming with us. And the High Communicator is just like, shrieks. He's just like, no! You can't take the Oracle away from us! Please! And like, throws himself at you. Not violently, but like, desperately. Like, oh god, no! Don't take it from us.
He says, you would obey the Oracle, would you not?
I mean, yeah, like he's kind of like losing it, right? Like he's not all there, but yeah, like I guess that's the theory. But you're not saying this, right? The Oracle's not telling them, I want to go, I have to leave now.
That's correct, Adam. This conversation did not really happen.
I know, I'm just saying,
it's
like
Sakarian trying to dupe them.
He's not gonna believe
between you and me, Adam.
He's not gonna believe you, is what I'm saying. If you just say, yeah, God said we could take God away.
Well, that's how crazy people work, isn't it? Like,
Yeah, but they believe he believes God, not you. You can't just say like God told me that I could take him.
All right, I guess then what he does, he kind of like shrugs as this man's like pawing at him, and he pulls out his data pad and types in, "I would like to go with them." He doesn't like type it right in front of them, but he's like got it at his side, so he could clearly see that I'm doing something, I guess. Or maybe you could say he's crying against me or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I hold it up to him and say, "Look, I received this message from the sky god. He wants to come with us."
Okay. All right. Yeah. So he looks at it and then kind of like shakes his head and like looks up at you and he's like, I don't understand. We did everything we were told.
No.
This doesn't make sense.
No. Nope.
As he says that,
you fucked up.
He slides to the floor and is just like, "No, why?"
As he says that, though, Zakarian, he's like, "Yeah." And he like holds his data pad to the side again, types it in, and he holds it back to him and it says, "You have done good work, my children, but I must be with my people now in the Sky Temple, Eagle, Eagle, Eagle. And I want you to live in peace."
Okay. Eric spends one psi point to make the pad just levitate up out of Sicarian's hand.
A little floaty iPad action.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And so the high communicator is like, no, please, you must take me with you. And he's like, he's like clinging to you, like, please, I want to go.
Maybe just to the comms, so the group hears that. I'm like, perhaps we should give them some commandments, maybe a number like 10, and see if they follow them.
Oh God.
He's like, okay, yeah. Let me. I think the sky god right now is. And he puts the data pad aside. He types in the number 10. Period, and it says, "Thou shalt give safe passage unto thine own priests, and thou shalt live in harmony. Blessing unto you, my children of the ground."
I like it.
He holds it back up and he shows the guy.
So he's like, "And the oracle gave you these messages to leave with us?"
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
He goes to like take the pad from you. Then he's like, "I will spread your word." And he's like talking to the like rack, the computer rack that Piani is holding. He's like, "I will spread your word far and wide. Please, we will do your bidding while you are gone."
I flip on my comms so I'm not talking so people can hear me, and I just say, "Piani, how hard would it be to write a simple program that spouted platitudes once every random interval of time and then transmit it back to a data pad here that we left behind?"
I could fucking do it in my sleep.
Yeah, random religious platitude generator.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I'm beginning to think these people are not smart, but I feel like we can't just leave them with nothing.
As he takes the data pad, I hold on to it until the last, like, he just gets out of my reach, and I'm like,
We'll get a new one. Don't worry about it.
Yes.
I mean,
yes,
where
we
come from, the Sky Temple Eagle Eagle just crafts them all day, you know?
That's true.
Out of thin air.
That's true.
Where we're from.
They just kind of, they fly is actually what
they
say.
Yeah, he flapped his wings, and there come the can we fucking go?
All right. I'll leave Jared Crane's compad behind.
Okay. All right. So you leave the compad with them. And
if he scrolls through, by the way, one of my last messages is a picture of the clown, and it says Eric below it too.
That's true.
Could mess up their culture quite a bit, but
that's true.
Yeah. Cool. So they like he's basically just like on his knees on the catwalk, like staring at this data pad as you take their god away. And I think that like you leave, and again, like, the people are just, like, watching you go, and there's this, like, religious, like, fear as people watch you, like, they recognize the rack, and so they, like, fall wailing at their feet, or to their knees, as you leave. And what's the plan here? You want to go to, like, a nearby depot and pick up some fuel?
Yeah. Okay. I think that's what we have.
Adam, I get the coordinates of where we were on the planet with those people if it's not easily obtainable before we leave.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. It's on Piano's
map.
I
can get it from our scanner, too. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Okay. So it takes a day or so to, like, get to the nearest depot. And after some digging, you do find something that the ship can process into enough fuel that can at least get you, like, back into orbit. And so I think that you, like, gather that up, put together some kind of, like, makeshift sled, and drag it back to where Pi has been repairing the ship.
Yeah.
You load up the ship with this new fuel, and manage to we probably, like, montage all of this, like, so we get, like, bits of, like, you loading the things onto the sled and then dragging the sled across the snow. Maybe, like, a short, like, you have to drive off some snow wolves or whatever. And then you get back to the ship, load it up, and there's that last sort of tense moment where you're like, okay, we're gonna try this, and then Higgs, you punch it, and the ship, like, powers up, and you manage to, like, leave, and we see the swan song flying away, leaving this, like, horrible, like, black, like, carbon trail. Looking very much like a TL3, like, rocket flying, like, straight up into space.
Gotcha.
And I think that we see, as that's happening, we see the group of the, like, mutants, like, one of them, like, clutching the high communicator, clutching the pad, and the rest of them, like, watching, like, as you, like, fly back up into space.
They're watching a Minecraft video.
Can you answer Skype, Adam, and then I will have a post-credit scene?
Okay. Sure. I can definitely do that.
And then, I guess, does anyone else do anything, or are we done?
Eric's probably in the engine room.
Well, everybody, I mean, you, I guess my question is, first of all, is there anything that you want to do before you drop off the computer?
Would you let me, like, since we have the computer, would you let me do one more computer check to see if I could just get into it to find out more about it?
You plug it into the Swansong's computer and check it out.
Yeah, or just at my workstation, like, you know, fire it back up, put it into, I don't necessarily have to connect it to our network. I suppose.
Yeah, sure.
7.
Okay. So the system is the, like, core computer component of a defense system. It controls, like, missile command and all the, like, planetary defense systems, which is why you don't get shot down again when you leave, because you've removed the computer. So the automated defenses are all shut down.
Yeah.
It also contains information about nuclear weapons stores on this planet, including which ones are still active. And the people you were selling it to would be able to use it to find, like, basically, like, a bunch of TL3 nuclear bombs.
And what do we know about the people that were?
One of Higgs's contacts, because remember at the end of the last episode, Higgs was like, "Yeah, I'll find us a job." This was just like a friend of a friend, like, "Yeah, we need you to go and pick something up." You don't really know much about them, just that they know somebody who knows Higgs.
I mean, I know that nukes are bad, so I won't necessarily delete all the entries, but let's just say that where there were might have been, you know, 5 or 6 areas with nuclear weapons, there's now 351 areas with nuclear weapons.
Awesome. So it's like, yeah, we brought you this information. Look at how many nukes you get.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just add a few additional places then.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Yeah, so we see, I guess, we see the, like Piano being like, nukes? I don't think so. Type, 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 type. And then the little dots go like, boop, 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 and, like, suddenly the continent is just covered in, like, nuclear weapon storage sites.
And my conscience is clean, because I'm like, we did the job.
Awesome. All right. So everybody gets 500 experience. And the crew gets paid, but let's assume that you haggled first. So somebody make a business roll.
Hey-o! That's Sakarian.
That is Mr. Sakarian's department.
I can't help you. Never mind.
I'm a businessman. Solid 6. Okay.
All right, pretty so you good. Just you get the base amount. So y'all get 10,000 credits.
I think. But how much can you PM
each?
Me? How much money did I get last episode?
After meeting. From the thing. Yeah. I'll make a note.
Yeah.
I'll
message
you about it later.
Is that 10,000 each?
No, that's 10,000 total.
So 2,500. So, okay.
Yeah, just a short pickup.
Okay.
Oh, 10,000 total.
2,500 each. Yeah.
Yeah, 2,500 each. Okay. If you want to split it, you can just leave it in the fund.
I can buy some grenades with that.
Yeah, so could I.
We should. Yeah, let's just split it.
So the post-credit scene, or maybe just when we get back up into space, I send an email over the line that the council told me was safe so that no one else could read it on the ship. And I send it to... maybe the subject just says, like, genocide, and it's sending to 22, or sorry, sending to 21.
21, okay.
And it just says, like, mutants, not worth very much, consider genocide, ? And then I send.
If you feel bored, you could just go to this planet and murder all these people.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Cool. All right. So I think that'll do her for today.
Cool. Well, let's do some shout outs. Jeff, you want to start us off?
Yeah, just as always, guys, thanks for tuning in. Always a blast. Love doing this. So much fun. For me personally, in the coming future, I will be heading down to Burbank to do a release show for the All Work, All Play documentary that is coming out that ESL did on, I think, gaming. There's a little bit of StarCraft in there, but it's mostly just gaming. It's going to be played in real theaters, so make sure, and, you know, if that sounds cool, you can check it out. But I'll be doing, like, an Archon mode show match or something like that, and, you know, I'll tweet it out, as I always do. So just follow me on Twitter if you're interested, EG Control. Streaming as per usual, and I did get my terrain for Warhammer, so I'll be doing some games here at my house and uploading it to YouTube, so that'll be fun as well. And that's that. So, I mean, if you're looking for something to do after this as well, the Frontline Gaming _TV guys are streaming a Warhammer match right now. And that's something that a lot of you nerds might like to check out.
There you go. Cool stuff. Wheat, do some shout outs.
You know where to find me on Twitch. You know where to find me on Twitter. But do you know where to find me on Instagram?
Did you get an Instagram?
It's DJ Wheat.
Jesus
Christ. I've always had one, but I don't use it.
And I don't either.
Every once in a
while.
Well,
then what are you advertising?
Because everyone already fucking knows what my Twitch and Twitter is, man. I'm just trying to spread the social media love a little bit.
I guess these shout-outs are a little bit redundant now that I think. I mean, we've been doing this for almost 2 years.
For, like, kind of a long time. See, I came with OC, original content, and you motherfuckers shot me down.
No, you shot yourself then. You said you don't use it. You said it literally in the same sentence. That's incredible.
I don't use it in the way that most folks might use it, which means that my stuff actually has soul and substance.
All right.
Right?
You're recovering.
Yeah, absolutely. Go. You'll notice that it's not just pictures of myself. It's my cat that I tied a shirt onto it and made a cape out of. Kid nice. Walking to E3 the first time. Fucking Dolores Park Pride. Like, you know, good shit.
There you
anyway.
Go.
Here we go.
Check
See
it
you
out.
This weekend. I'll be streaming, motherfuckers.
There you go. Steven, you're up, sir.
Silent Osiris, all the things.
Just wait. Just let it sit in.
Including Instagram?
No. I don't have Instagram. Now I have to go make an Instagram account. Hang
right
on.
Now.
There we
How
go.
Do you not have Instagram?
Instagram.
Oh, you
got to
be quick now. Yes, you're up against 2,900 people right now.
Don't do it, chat.
They
Don't
have a 30. They have a 30-second delay. I'm just saying.
I have to download the app to sign up.
You're
Are
fucked.
You kidding me?
Oh, you're fucked.
Too late. I'm sorry. Yep.
You're fucked.
I'm fucked.
You're fucked. Okay. Last but not least, Adam, do some shout-outs.
I have Instagram, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. You can follow me on Twitter, SkinnyGhost, twitch.tv/AdamCoble. I'm playing through Shadowrun Dragonfall right now, and I'm playing it as Knight's Ass. I'm trying to do an in-character playthrough.
Nice.
It's been pretty
really?
Fun so far.
How
yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I made my character as close to Knight's Ass as I could, and every time there's like a Knight's Assian response. I try to pick that one. Nice. I'm getting in fights I wouldn't otherwise get in fights, but yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, so you can check that out. I'm going to be playing that all next week on my Twitch channel. Otherwise, just keep on tuning in. Mirror Shades, Swan Song. I got a Burning Wheel over on my channel on Fridays. So if you want to watch me GM, that's how you do it.
Oh, stuff. One thing. Tomorrow, that doesn't matter for this part, but I guess for the live stream, I'm going to stream, I owe my subs a stream where I do an FTL hour, basically, and I take a shot every time I die. So it's going to be 1 hour, and then I'm gone.
You could just play really slow if you wanted to.
Yeah, but even then, I'm terrible at that game. I don't think anyone's actually good at that game. People just lie
on the internet. Lethal Frag's good at that game.
See? Yeah. I think that's fake. I think he wrote a hack or some kind of program.
He's actually God tier at that game. He's on like the hardest difficulty setting. He's beat it with every ship in the game like 4 times.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
He's actually insane at that game.
That is weird.
That's his go-to kind of like fallback game. It's nuts. Right. It's nuts.
I'll be starting normal 11:30 a.m. PDT or whatever, but the actual FTL part will be at the end, so like 5 p.m. It'll be fun.
There you go. Are you going to when are you seeing Ant-Man? Are you seeing it this weekend?
I actually, after all your hyping, and I actually kind of there's no hipster on this because I think everyone knew that this was going to be pretty okay.
Yeah.
But from the very beginning, I was like, this looks of the same kind of caliber of Guardians of the Galaxy, like goofy but good action, interesting. Yeah. I'm going to talk to Anna. I might go see it tonight, actually.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
I have an hour to go. Fuck, but I'd have to see it with like a bunch of idiot teens and shit.
You think
I'm
so?
The world is late night Thursday. Teens, so.
Well, it's summer.
Yeah.
I think there would be a lot of people there that are
on a Thursday, though. I think a lot of them would. I think Thursday you're okay. It's Friday you'd get fucked on. I'm pretty sure.
I already bought tickets for the 11 a.m. showing tomorrow morning, so I.
Oh, a.m. You're good, man.
No. I'd see it tonight, but what I'm saying is I already bought tickets for tomorrow morning, but or I could go in an hour. So I don't know.
I think you're okay tonight. I would bet us like 20 friendship points.
We'll see. Maybe I'll go. I don't know. We'll find out on Twitter. I'll see if I see it. If not, I'll see it tomorrow. So that's it. We'll see you guys later. Thanks, everyone, for watching Swan Song and Roleplay. We'll see you guys on the next stream. Bye-bye. Have a good one.
Later.
Oh, wait. JP, tell them about...
What?
What we got to talk about doing next week, remember?
What?
Is he still there?
No, we're still on the air, but what are you talking about?
We're going to discuss when we can do the show next week, and then you're supposed to tell him that, remember?
Oh, yeah. We'll let you guys know when we're doing the show.
Holy crap, you guys.
I'm just like, what's going on? What's happening? We'll see you guys later, and I'll tell you the show in just about 5 minutes.